ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप गदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरम्। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। शिम्बतं स्वाकता कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सतां। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तमश्लोके रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 3। द टाइटल ऑफ द चैप्टर इज ऋषभदेव अपीयरेंस एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 10। अदायम्
अदायम्
एव
एव
वरो
वरो
हि अर्हततमा
अर्हततमा
यर्हि
यर्हि
बर्हिषि
बर्हिषि
राजर्षे
राजर्षे
वरदर्षभो
वरदर्षभो
भावन्
भावन्
निज
निज
पुरुषेक्षेण अतायं एव वरोहि
अतायं
एव वरोहि अर्हतत्तमायर्हि बर्हिषि
अर्हतत्तमायर्हि बर्हिषि
अर्हतत्तमायर्हि बर्हिषि
अर्हतत्तमायर्हि बर्हिषि
राजर्षिर्वरदर्शभो
राजर्षिर्वरदर्शभो
भावन् पुरुष इक्षण विषय आसी
भावन्निज पुरुषे कशन विषय आसी
आतायम् एव वरोहि
आतायम् एव वरोहि
अर्हदात्मा अर्हदत्तमायर्हि बर्हिषि
अर्हदत्तमायर्हि बर्हिषि
राजर्षिर्वरदर्शभो
राजर्षिर्वरदर्शभो
भावन्निज पुरुषे क्षण विषय आसी
भावन्निज पुरुषे कसेन विषय आसी
अदायम् एव वरोहि
अदायम् एव वरोहि
अर्हतत्तमा अर्हतमा यर्हि बर्हिषि
अर्हतमा यर्हि बर्हिषि
राजर्षिर्वरदर्शभो
राजर्षिर्वरदर्शभो
भावन्निज पुरुषे क्षण विषय आसी
निज पुरुषे घना विषय से अतायम् एव वरोहि
अतायम् एव वरोहि
अर्हतमायर्हि बर्हिषि
अर्हतमावर्हि बर्हिषि
राजर्षेर्वरहादर्शभो
రాజర్షి వరదర్శభో
భావన నిజ పురుషేకసేన విషయాసి
భావన నిజ పురుషేక్షణ విషయాసి అత
then
I am
this
eva certainly vara
benediction
he
indeed
arhatama
most worshipable of the worshipable
yarhi
because
barhisi
in the sacrifice
rajarishe
of king nabi
Varadarshava,
the best of the benefactors.
Bhavan,
your lordship.
Nija Purusha,
of your devotees.
Ikshana Vishaya,
the object of the sight.
Asit,
has become.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
O most worshipable of all, you are the best of all benefactors, and your appearance at saintly king Nabi's sacrificial arena is meant for our benediction. Because you have been seen by us, you have bestowed upon us the most valuable benediction. Translation responsibly, please. O most worshipable of all.
You are the best of all benefactors.
And your appearance.
At saintly King Nabi's sacrificial arena.
Is meant for our benediction. Because you have seen by us.
You have bestowed upon us.
The most valuable benediction. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Nija Purusha Ikshana Vishaya. In Bhagavad Gita 9.29, Krishna says, Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is equal to everyone. In that sense, he has no enemies and no friends. Everyone is enjoying the fruitive reactions of his own work, and the Lord within everyone's heart is observing and giving everyone the desired result. However, just as the devotees are always anxious to see the Supreme Lord satisfied in every way, similarly, the Supreme Lord is very anxious to present himself before his devotees. Sri Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4.8, Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chadushkritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion, I advent myself millennium after millennium. Thus, Krishna's appearance is for the deliverance and satisfaction of his devotees. Actually, he does not advent himself simply to kill the demons, for that can be done by his agents. Lord Vishnu's appearance at the sacrificial arena of Maharaj Nabi was just to please the king and his assistants. Otherwise, there was no reason for his being present there. O most worshipable of all, you are the best of all benefactors. And your appearance at the saintly King Nabi's sacrificial arena is meant for our benediction. Because you have seen by us, you have bestowed upon us the most valuable benediction. So here we are reading the topic where Rishabhadev is going to appear. Maharaj Nabi is performing this sacrifice, and these statements are made by the priests or the brahmanas who are performing this sacrifice, and then they are offering wonderful prayers to the Supreme Lord who appeared. And so here Srila Prabhupada, yes, it's the best of all benefactors. Lord Krishna is called best of all benefactors. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in the fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, end of Bhagavad Gita, towards the end of the fifth chapter, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram Suhrutam Sarva Bhutanam Nyatva Mam Santi Mrichyati. A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the supreme lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material miseries. So Srila Prabhupada was very emphatic. He says, this is the peace formula. The three-point peace formula is Krishna is the bhokta, Krishna is the enjoyer, and Krishna is the proprietor. Bhoktaram ekya tapasa sarva loka maheshwaram. And what he is Sukrut also, Suhrut. Suhrutam sarva bhutanam nyatva mam santim gacchati. So the same benefactor is mentioned here. That Krishna is the real benefactor. Because this is like, there are so many people, they claim that they are doing beneficial work. But Lord Krishna is the real benefactor. Real benefactor means he is the Suhrut. Suhrutam sarva bhutanam nyatva mam santim gacchati. So, and this is like a, and what kind of benediction Krishna gives? This is like a very interesting, sometimes you know, different people have different annotation or connotation of what kind of benediction. Some people want this, some people want that. But Krishna's benediction is very special. Krishna's benediction, every day we chant this prayer. This is like a, Sinvatam swa kata Krishna punya shravana kirtanam hridayam rastohi abhadrani vidunoti suhrut sata. They say suhrut is again coming. Suhrut. Krishna is suhrut, and what he is doing is, if somebody is constantly hearing, this is what the translation says, Krishna, Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is Paramatma in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from the devotee, heart of the devotee, who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So this is Krishna's special benediction. Because Krishna is very, very affectionate towards his devotee, and the devotee, when he hears about Krishna, Srinvatam swa kata Krishna. Krishna kata is not an ordinary subject matter. When somebody hears Krishna kata, then Krishna, out of his kindness, out of his causeless mercy, he removes all the dirt. This is a Srinvatam swa kata Krishna. Punya shravana kirtanam hridayam tastohi abhadra. This all the abhadras are sitting in the heart. Krishna very kindly cleanses them. So this is the biggest benediction, the greatest benediction offered by Lord Krishna. Actually, as a matter of fact, Krishna gives everything. In the Shastra it is said, Nityo Nityanam, Chetanas Chetananam, Yeko Bahunam, Yo Vidadati Kama. He supplies the needs of all the living entities. He does not discriminate. He supplies the needs for all the devotees and also demons. They are also getting supplied. Krishna is supplying, devotees also getting supplied, and non-devotees, they are also getting supplied. Krishna doesn't distinguish. But Krishna's special mercy is for the devotees. And that's why Srila Prabhupada quotes this, the verse from Bhagavad Gita, Samoham sarva bhuteshu name dveshyaste na priyaha e bhajante tu maam bhaktya maite teshu chavyaham. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. This is what Krishna speaking in 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. I am equal to all, but whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him. So this is Lord's special position. Lord's special position is Samoham. He is equal to everyone. He does not distinguish. But in the same sloka, the next sentence he says, Ye bhajante tu maam bhaktya maite teshu chavya. So Srila Prabhupada nicely explains that because sometimes people may say, Krishna says I am equal to everyone. The next sentence only he says, I am very specially inclined towards my devotee. Yeah? So people say, well, what is the equality here? Because one sentence he says I am equal, and the next sentence he is saying I am very much inclined towards my devotee. So Srila Prabhupada very nicely explains that in Krishna is compared to rain. Krishna is compared to rain. Trees absorb rain water and then grow and produce fruits. Some trees produce bitter fruits and other produce sweet ones. Does this mean the rain is partial? Yeah, the rain is there. Rain is falling, and some trees absorb the rain and produce bitter fruits. and some trees absorb the rain and produce sweet fruits. So no, does this rain is partial? No. Similarly, regardless of a living entity situation, Krishna nourishes everyone equally. Everybody nourishes equally. But if somebody is specially in pain, Srila Prabhupada says this is not called partiality, and he says, one may question here, if Krishna is equal to everyone and no one is special friend, then why does he take special interest in the devotee who are always engaged in his transcendental service? And Srila Prabhupada answers that, but this is not discrimination, it is natural. Any man in this material world may be very charitably disposed, yet he has a special interest for his own children. Because a very charitable person is very charitable towards everyone, but there is a special affection for his own children. There is nothing wrong in that. That is a natural situation. Same way, Krishna also, yes, he is the provider for all the living entities, Nityo Nityanam, Chetanas Chetananam. But if somebody surrenders to him, if somebody says, Krishna, you are mine and I am yours, and like that type of person, and Krishna is taking very special care of that person. And she, Baladev, this is like Burijan Prabhu, His Grace Burijan Prabhu is quoting from Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu in the Surrender Unto Me. He says, Srila Baladev Vidyabhushan explains the Lord's mood, described in the first half of this verse as the mood of the super soul. The super soul, Krishna is as a super soul, he is situated in everyone's heart. And he is the Paramatma sending forth and maintaining all kinds of beings amongst the demigods, humans, animals, non-moving creatures and so on. The Lord of all, I am equal, I am just like a cloud pouring the rain on the all kinds of seas. So this is like a Krishna's statement, the first two lines, Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu Name Dvesho Stinapriya. So that means, as a feature of Paramatma, Krishna is like equal to everyone. And same way, and he says the second half of the verse, this is Srila Baladev Vidyabhushan continues, the second half of this verse, however, confirms Krishna's partiality to his devotee is his feature as Bhagavan. Because as a Bhagavan, yes, he is partial. He says, he is Sugurt for everyone, no doubt about that. But if somebody is a devotee, somebody is surrendered to him, then Krishna is as a Bhagavan, he is very, very pleased and very, very inclined towards the devotee. So Krishna described that although the material world rests on him, he remains aloof from him. Here on the contrary, we find that Krishna does not remain aloof from his devotees. So this is like a Krishna's special position. As a Paramatma, he is equal to everyone, no doubt about that. And as a Bhagavan, yes, he discriminates. Yes, this person is surrendered to me, I am going to take special care of him. So this is a Supreme Lord's position. So Srila Prabhupada says, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is equal to everyone. In that sense, he has no enemies and no friends. Krishna does not have any enemies and friends. But we know the past time when Duryodhana offered a big feast for Krishna, when he came as a Santi Dut. So Krishna said, no, I am not accepting that because you are keeping Pandavas as your enemy. Because anybody, you consider Pandavas as your enemy and you are not my friend. So I am not considering as you are my friend. So that's why I am not eating in your place. So Krishna still discriminates. So we have to understand, as a Paramatma, he is equal to everyone, no doubt about that. But as a Bhagavan, yes, he sees that. You are inimical to my devotee, so I am not very favorable to you. That is there. Because this is like as a Bhagavan, he distinguishes also. So this is not a partiality, because you reciprocate like that, then I also reciprocate. Ye yatama prapadyante tam satayo bhajami. So you want Krishna as your friend, Krishna is ready to become your friend. You want Krishna to become your enemy, yes, Krishna is prepared for that also. Yeah, you want to fight with me, yeah, you want to fight as an enemy, then Krishna is ready to fulfill. So that is Krishna's magnanimity. So here, in the Prabhupada continues here, everyone is enjoying the fruitive reactions of his own work. Because when we come to this material world, we have our own karma bandhan. Because of the karma, whatever the package we are getting, so we come to this material world. And then Krishna normally does not interfere in the karma. Does not normally interfere. Because why Krishna should interfere? He only instituted the whole thing. He only instituted the karma. He only instituted the reactions for that. All the different planetary systems, punishment, everything he only instituted. Normally he does not come into this situation. But if somebody surrenders to him, Then Krishna takes special care. That is Krishna's mercy. Because you have taken special care, then I am also going to look after you. That's why Krishna says, my adakshina prakriti suyatena saracharam hetu nanena kaunteya jagat parivartate. Because Krishna is order. Under his order only the material nature is conducting herself. So if somebody surrenders to Krishna, mamevaye prapadyante maya metam karantide. So then Krishna orders maya, no, don't trouble this person because he has already surrendered to me. So that is the position of the devotee. So the devotee is always anxious to see the Supreme Lord satisfied in every way. So this is this transcendental reciprocation between the Lord and his devotee. The devotee is always working hard. How can I please my Lord? How can I satisfy my Lord? And on the reciprocal arrangement, Lord is also looking after how can I satisfy my devotee. So this beauty is only in the transcendental world, only this beauty is there. In the material world, you serve somebody, then that person will take the service from you, try to exploit you. That type of mentality is there. But here, when we serve the Lord is also looking for an opportunity. Yes, how can I serve my devotee? Otherwise, why the Lord would become a Supreme Lord, Bhagavan, he's become a chariot driver? There is no need. Chariot driver is not a very, very special or very elegant position or something. Because it's not like from a material sense, it is not befitting the position of the Supreme Lord. Why he would become a chariot driver? No. But because of his affection towards his devotee, because of his the reciprocal love between the devotee and the Lord, Lord said, yes, I will be a non-fighting member. I'm not going to fight. But still, Arjuna was very happy. Yes, no problem, Krishna. Whether you are not going to fight or going to fight, doesn't matter. If you are in my side, that is sufficient. So Krishna is like that, and his devotee is also like that. So that is why we can see in many, many circumstances that Krishna, out of his way, out of his way, he becomes a subservient to his devotee. And like Yashodamaya, the Damodar month is coming soon. So Yashodamaya, Supreme Lord is not able to be bound by the yogis and jnanis. They are trying very, very hard to capture Krishna. Nothing is possible. But the same Krishna, when Mother Yashoda is coming with a stick in the hand and he is bound, he is obligated. Krishna is never obligated to anyone. Because he is completely independent. Swarat, Abhigya Swarat. Because Krishna is completely independent. But that Krishna becomes obligated. Why he has become obligated? Because of his love and affection. Because of the love and affection, he became a chariot driver. Because of the love and affection, he became Damodar. Because otherwise, nobody can bind Krishna. This is Krishna's special mercy. And it's like we can see that. And Prabhupada says here, the Supreme Lord is very anxious to present himself before his devotee. When the devotee is hankering to see him, and Krishna cannot stop this. Yes, I want my devotee is praying for me, I will go and give my darshan. Same thing happened. So many places. Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, all these different great personalities, they all had darshan of Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna. And then they gave the benediction. Lord gave the benediction for them also. Actually, Lord Krishna, this name, benefactor, is Srila Prabhupada translate like here, Varada. Vara benediction. Varadarshava. The best of the benefactors. Best of the benefactors. So it's very nice because there is a Lord has another name also, Varada Raja. Because in Kanchipuram, in Tamil Nadu, there is a nice temple of Varadaraja. Varadaraja means this is like a king of those who give benediction. He is a Lord Vishnu form in the Kanchipuram Varadaraja. So he gives benediction. His main business is giving benediction. This is like it's a wonderful place where Ramanujacharya, he spent a lot of his childhood in Kanchipuram serving Varadaraja Swami. And this Varadaraja is like he is a king of who can give benediction. Because so many people give benediction, but he is the king of all the one who give benediction. And it's an interesting pastime where one of the disciples of Ramanujacharya, Puresha, he was one of the disciples. And at that time there was a Chola king. Chola king was envious of Ramanujacharya or the Vaishnavism. So he wanted to kill Ramanujacharya. So Puresha, wearing Ramanujacharya's dress, he just tried to escape, and then the king's soldiers captured Kuresha, thinking that he is Ramanujacharya. And then they blinded Kuresha. Blinded, both eyes were lost. And Kuresha was still serving the Lord, Varadaraja Perumal, Varadaraja Swami, he was serving. And Ramanujacharya said, "Now you serving the Lord, you should ask some benediction from the Lord. You should ask from the..." So because the Lord was so very merciful, like he had a special privilege of talking to Kuresha. So he said, "What do you want? I want to give you some benediction. Please ask some benediction." So Kuresha was such an exalted devotee. He first benediction, you know what he asked? Normally, if a materialistic person, if he was blinded by somebody, the first thing he will ask is tit for tat. Like, oh, that person also should be punished. But Kuresha was such a wonderful, exalted devotee. He first asked that, because please, the person who blinded me, the Chola king, and also the person who was instrument in blinding him, please forgive them. This is a very typical thing. The person did commit a big atrocity. He blinded you, but what you are asking for that person is please forgive him. Forgive him, and please give him his best benediction for him. Krishna said, Varadaraja, yes, I will grant it. What Varadaraja can do, because his devotee has asked, so yeah, I will grant it. So when Ramanujacharya heard this, he was saying, I thought you were going to ask for the ice bag, but you thought you went and asked for the benediction for all the you are people who committed this crime. You did that. And then he said, like, then Ramanujacharya put it in this way. Now next time an opportunity comes, you ask the Lord, because your body is also Guru's property. Kuresha is a disciple of Ramanujacharya. So Kuresha's body is a Ramanuja's property. So my Guru's property, there is some fault. So I want to rectify that fault. Okay, you put it in a way so that it's not like this body, the eyes, this has some fault in the eyes. So you just, the Guru's property, there is some fault. Please rectify that fault in it. So please ask Lord Varadaraja like that. So next time, again, this is like a Kuresha praying to the Lord, and then Lord said, what benediction? So then Ramanujacharya, Kuresha was feeling very, very asking something, my Guru's body, my Guru's property, there is a fault. The Lord can understand what he wants. So then he gave him a divine vision. So he could see the Lord, and he could see Ramanuja. He didn't want to see the material things. Kuresha, he was not interested in seeing, sightseeing, go and see around all the places. He was not interested. He wanted to see it. He gave a vision so that he could see the Lord and he could serve the Guru. So that type of benediction was given. So the mood of the devotee is, if the devotee is like a Lord wants to give all the benediction, but devotee does not want to take any revenge. So that way, a devotee is also Suhrut. So Lord is a benefactor, and also a pure devotee of the Lord is also Suhrut. So devotee is also Suhrut. Why is Suhrut? Because he wants to give the Lord's mercy to everyone. He does not want to treat anyone with enmity, or even though the Chola king or the person who committed an offense, and Kuresha forgave him and gave him the best of the benediction for them. Similar pastime with Haridas Thakur was beaten in the marketplaces, 22 marketplaces. At that time, Haridas Thakur was praying, these people don't know what they are doing. Please forgive them. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reveals later, Haridas Thakur, you are being beaten in the marketplaces. At that time I came with the Sudarshan Chakra. I want to kill all of them. But you are praying that to protect them. What can I do? So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his back. He took all the beatings on his back. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took all the beatings. So this is the... So Lord is benefactor, and also Lord's devotees also a benefactor. They are also benefactor, because as Srila Prabhupada says, the greatest beneficiary work is to give Krishna consciousness, is to awaken someone from the slumber of Maya and then give them the Krishna consciousness. This is the greatest beneficial work. So that's why here it is mentioned, Lord is very anxious to present himself before his devotee. Sri Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, this is like a mission statement of Lord Krishna, Paritranaya Sadhunam, Vinasaya Chadushkritam, Dharma Samstapanarthaya, Sambhavami Yuge Yuge, to deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, As well as to re-establish the principles of religion, I advert myself millennium after millennium. Krishna appears. Krishna appears. Even though there is a stipulated thing in the seventh manvantara or the 20th yuga cycle, that time Krishna appears. But Krishna can appear anytime, anywhere. There is no hard and fast rule for him. Whenever he wants to appear, he can appear. Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. Because Krishna appears in the Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga is always, there is a disturbance, there is always a danger, there is always a situation. So Kali Yuga, Krishna appears in the Nama Rupa. Nama Rupa, when we chant Krishna's name, Krishna is there. When we have deities, because that is another special benediction of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada explains in the previous purports also, where we are accustomed to seeing only material things. Because we are accustomed, we can see wood, we can see stone, we can see marble, those things only we can see. So, to facilitate our position, to facilitate, to give us an opportunity so that we can also appreciate, so Krishna appears in the form of a deity, Archamurti, Archavigraha. So, Archavigraha, it's not like a deity is not made of wood, it may be made of something, but thing is, the Lord is there. Prana Pratishtha. When they do the Prana Pratishtha, the pure devotee requests the Lord to come and stay here and accept the service. So Lord is taking that position. And Krishna, he doesn't need any service actually. What service he needs? He is called Atmaram. Krishna is called Atmaram. And he is perfectly served by millions of devotees in the spiritual world. So Lakshmi Sahasra Sada Sambrama Sevyamana. Those Lakshmis are serving. Thousands of Lakshmis are serving, not one or two Lakshmis. Thousands of Lakshmis are serving Krishna. What Krishna needs from us? We are very insignificant and we don't have any capacity or any situation to offer something. That's why the priests are. The priests are very wonderful. These type of priests, they are not proud that, okay, we are seeing the Lord. But they are saying, no, we are very, very ignorant. We don't know. We are not qualified. We don't know what to ask. And you have appeared just to give the pleasure to the devotee. So this is the mood of the devotee. The devotee thinks, not like I am serving the Lord, not that Lord is in need of some service. The Lord is very hungry. Now, yeah, Yashodamaya thinks Lord is very hungry. That's different mood actually. In the Vatsalya Bhava, Yashodamaya thinks that Krishna is very hungry. Now I have to feed him. That is different. But we, in our conditioned state, we are offering something to the Lord for our own purification. When we do service to the Lord, we are doing ourselves a favor. We are not doing a favor for Krishna. Nobody can do any favor to Krishna. Because we do some service to Krishna, it is our purification. We are getting purified. So by Krishna is giving this mercy in the form of Archa Murti, in the form of Prasadam, in the form of holy name, everything Krishna is providing. So Prabhupada says here, that Krishna's appearance is for the deliverance and satisfaction of his devotees. That is, Krishna's appearance is specifically for that. Srila Prabhupada says many places, Krishna appeared not to just to kill Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu can be killed in many other ways. Krishna has an umpteen number of plans. But Prahlad's satisfaction. Paritranaya sadhu naam. So sadhu's protection, Krishna appeared. Same way, everywhere we see Krishna, the Dushkriti killing, that is not a big problem for Krishna. Dushkriti can be killed in different ways. Krishna has a very many plans. But the devotee is not going to be happy. Unless otherwise Krishna is coming, then the devotee is not going to be happy. So to give his association to the devotee. So Krishna appears there. So here also we see, he does not admit himself simply to kill the demons, for that can be done by his agents. Lord Vishnu's appearance at the sacrificial arena of Maharaj Nabi was just to please the king and his assistants. Because this Maharaj Nabi is also for praying to the Lord, and his desire is also pure. He wants to have a son. There is nothing wrong in that. In the Vedic system, everybody wants to have a son so that he can produce and he can look after the citizens properly. So it's a very noble cause only. There is nothing material in that. So that way, and Lord was pleased with that sacrifice, and then he appeared there. So this is the Lord, how he reciprocates actually. Because you have the mood. Look, the mood is very, very important. This is with what mood? Ye yatama prapadyante tam stataiva bhajami. If you take one step, Krishna does not, it's not like a one-to-one relationship. You take one step, Krishna takes 10 steps or even 100 steps. Many steps he takes actually. But that is Krishna's, that's what Srila Prabhupada says, as a devotee is very anxious to see Krishna, and Krishna is also very anxious to see the devotee. That this is a very sweet relationship, that which will never find in material world. Material world, this relationship will not be there. Material world, you do very, very, but other person may not reciprocate with you. The other person will cheat you or something like that, it happens. But Krishna, he is so great, he is so much served by so many people. I mean, even though our service is very insignificant, he attaches so much importance to that also. And actually Krishna cannot refuse. Because in the past time, when the Rasa Leela, Krishna disappeared. Krishna disappeared, all the gopis were looking for Krishna. All the gopis were looking for Krishna. And then Krishna came in the disguised form as Lord Vishnu. When the gopis saw Lord Vishnu, they just offered obeisances. That's it. Where is Krishna? So, even though Lord Vishnu is a very beautiful personality, but the gopis' their mind is set up on Krishna only. But when Srimati Radharani appeared, even that disguised form as a Vishnu, he could not maintain that form, because so much Srimati Radharani had so much love for Krishna that even Krishna could not maintain that form of Vishnu. So the hands falling and Krishna appeared in the two-handed form. So this is the beauty. Because when you have so much attachment to the Lord, and then even Lord is put into a situation where he can't maintain that. So he becomes obligated. He becomes obligated to the devotee. Normally he is not obligated. Never. Lord is never obligated. But because of the devotion, the gopis, they made Lord obligated. So this is the beauty of the reciprocation between the Lord and his devotee. So this is like and as we discussed, this Lord's devotees are all the great benefactors also. Srila Prabhupada explains in the many places, the greatest beneficiary work is give the Krishna consciousness to the people so that they can be freed from the repeated birth and death. This is the biggest work. This is the end of Bhagavad Gita. That is where Krishna attaches so much importance for that. Because this is like Yayitam Paramam Guhyam Mad Bhakteshu Abhidasyati Bhakti Mayi Mayapritva Mame Vaishyasi Asamshaya. Krishna says, this is very, very special knowledge. A person who tries to distribute this knowledge becomes very, very dear to me. And then that person will come back to me. Because his coming back is guaranteed. Because this is the duty. Because Krishna guarantees that if somebody does this beneficial work, this is a real beneficial work actually. Because you may do so many other beneficial work, opening the hospital, opening the school, opening the college. They are all beneficial work. There is no doubt about that. But the greatest beneficial work is to wake up someone to their original position. Your original position is that you are a servant of the Lord. You are the great father. Your father is a very rich person. So why can't you go back to him and enjoy with him? So this is the greatest beneficial. So that way, Lord is also the benefactor and devotee is also the greatest benefactor. The pure devotee, because he always keeps the mission of the Lord. The mission of the Lord is, yes, all the devotees, all the persons, personality have to go back home, back to God. Lord does not want anyone to suffer in the material world. And the devotee's business also, yes, my Lord's desire is like that, I will work towards that also. So that is why devotee always plans his life in such a way, how he can be a better instrument, how he can be an instrument in the hands of the Lord. So that is the devotee's position. So like here in this verse, the priests are praying. This is a wonderful prayer. They are saying your appearance at Saint King Nabi's sacrificial arena is meant for our benediction. They don't think that, okay, now we have performed sacrifice, now Lord has to appear. No, not like that. It's our benediction. Because you have seen by us, you have bestowed upon us the most valuable benediction. So that way, in our life also, when we stand in front of the Lord, we can ask, Lord, you have everything, you have already given everything. That is the mood of the devotee. Devotee does not go to the Lord, ask for this. Instead, Lord, you have already given everything. Let me serve you. Let me do something, even though it may be very insignificant. Let me do some seva so that it's for my purification. So that mood we can see in the priests of the Maharaj Nabi when they perform. So Lord, that is why Lord is very mercifully present before them. And then we will see how Lord will agree to become his and Maharaj Nabi's son as becomes like Rishabhadev. And then we will have wonderful instructions in the coming chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam. Stop here. If there is any questions or comments. Hare Krishna.
There are many compositions of devotional songs. They always say, the desire of devotee is same as the desire of Lord.
Yes.
And Lord's desire is also same as devotee's desire.
Yes.
So therefore they are always in
sync. Yes, sync. They are always sync actually. Devotee's desire is Lord's desire. And Lord's desire is devotee's desire. Because the devotee, that's why in the Durvasa Muni and Lord Vishnu in the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it's a wonderful verse. Sadavo hridayam mahyam sadunam hridayam toham madagne tena janati naham tebhyo manakabi. So he says, a devotee does not know anything other than me and I do not know anything other than my devotee. Because this is the mood is like that. Devotee is always thinking, how can I serve the Lord? And the Lord is also thinking, how can I serve my devotee? Because this relationship is very, very sweet and transcendent. Devotee is working hard. And the devotee wants to give the credit to the Lord. And the Lord is making all the arrangements to give the credit to the devotee. Like Bhishma Dev, apparently he fought in the opposite side of Krishna. He fought in the opposite side of Krishna. He was not in the same side of Krishna. Because he was in the chivalrous mode. But Lord Krishna appreciated that also. Yes, you are my devotee. Yes. But only one mistake is like he was in the other side. Adharma's side. But still, Lord didn't punish him like that. Yes, you are on the other side, but when the yuddha finished, Lord Krishna could have given instruction to, because Yudhishthira Maharaj was in a very distressed condition, because of putting me in the throne, so many people have been killed. All these things, he was feeling very bad and other things. So, Krishna could have given consolation for him. So Krishna did do that. So Krishna, now you go to Bhishma Dev and then let Bhishma give you that. So then Bhishma, he was lying in the bed of arrows and he was giving great instruction. See, different Rajaniti, this one, that one. He was talking about all the subject matters. So Lord Krishna wanted to teach the world that my dear devotee Bhishma, he can be in the bed of arrows, but still he can speak all philosophy very clearly, no problem. Because this is a beauty. And Bhishma Dev, he is glorifying the Lord. And then Lord Krishna gave him an opportunity. And also, he also glorified Bhishma to a great extent. So this is the beauty. Because this beauty is like it's not like a one-sided. Devotional side is not one-sided. Like you keep on doing something and Lord will keep on accepting and then keep quiet. No. You keep on doing service and Lord is also looking, how can I serve my devotee? How can I increase my transcendental reciprocation? Or how can I increase the devotee's thing? So everything starts from hearing about Krishna. Sinvatam swakata Krishna. When you start hearing from Krishna and chant Hare Krishna, then Lord becomes like cleaner. He cleans all the dirt of all the accumulated things. So then when automatically all the things happen and then finally come back to the position where your desire and Lord's desire are always one and the same. You don't have any separate desire. That's why Anya Abhilashita. When the Rupa Goswami says, he does not say no Abhilashita, because Anya Abhilashita, devotee also has desire. Hanumanji had a desire. Arjuna had a desire. All these devotees, they have a desire. But desire is in line with Lord's desire. Whatever Lord's desire, it is in line with Lord's desire. That desire is wanted. Not out of, like, Lord has got something, I want something else. That is not a good one. So that yes, you are right. Our desire has to, somehow we have to make it in line with, we have, that's why Srila Prabhupada uses words, very, very specifically uses, we have to mold our life in such a way, yes, this type of words he uses in the purport, we have to mold our life in such a way that we remember Krishna all the time. We have to plan our life in such a way so that we can remember Krishna in all our circumstances.
Thank you, Prabhupada. Right. And also we see in Ramayana, even though Lord Ramachandra won the battle, but he said it's all because of Hanuman.
Yeah, he wants to give the credit to the devotee. Actually, Krishna says also in Bhagavad Gita 11th chapter, Bhava Savyasake, because Arjuna, from my position, I already killed everyone. Don't bother. I've already killed them. Your work is, you just take the arrow and you take the bow and shoot the arrows and then they will be killed. Yeah, from my point of view, they are already killed. They are not going back. Whether you fight or you don't fight, that is not. So, it is interesting. We have to become an instrument in the hands of Krishna. It's not, we are not ourselves, we are not very expert or anything, doesn't matter. But when we, Krishna wants to use us for a particular service, he gives the potency. He gives the potency. So same Arjuna, in the later, 11th chapter later, he is lamenting, my Lord, the same Arjuna, the same Gandiva, the same chariot, everything is there, but Krishna is not there. So this is like my, this the power is nothing, I don't have anything now. Because I was defeated by some people of the village people. I was defeated by them. What is it? Gandiva is there, yeah. Arjuna is there, everything is there. But Krishna is not there. So Krishna is not there, then it's not going. So that is very important actually. Very, very important to remember. Krishna may give us some facility or Krishna may give us some intelligence to perform his work, his mission. He has his mission. So he uses us as an instrument in his mission. So, if we can use it, and we should not get become proud of that facility or proud of that intelligence. Intelligence is given so that he can accomplish his mission. It's not our mission, his mission. So then, after that, sometime Krishna may take away that thing, because now we have to take this, and Krishna went back, and then Arjuna was powerless. So that is, we have to understand like that. So Krishna, so that way we can understand that even any capacity we have, any talent we have is Krishna's mercy. It's not like I have developed this talent. Talent is not developed like that. It's Krishna's mercy. Krishna gives that so you can perform. But some people misuse that. They have a talent, they have a nice singing capacity, singing thing, and then they may sing all the movie song, cinema song and all this, and they waste that. Instead, use that capacity in the service of the Lord. That will be the best way of utilizing the capacity. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai. Karunanidhi Prabhu ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki